December meeting of the Southside Economic Development Board of Commissioners is held at the Bernard Community Center on Monday, December the 2nd, 2024 at 4:00/4:30 p.m. Cede reserves the right to change and or delete any items on the agenda. All interested persons are invited for the meeting. Roll call.
Mr. Little.
Present.
Mr. Wright. Here. Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Dollywall.
Here.
Ms. Stevenson.
Here.
Mr. Teague. Mr. Hall. Mr. Gillard.
Here.
Ms. Reed.
Here.
Mr. Douglas.
Present.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Pastor Douglas, would you please pray for us a moment?
Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity for us to gather together. We pray, God, that we can come together in the spirit of unity and in peace, and that we do things decently and in order. Let your presence be made known in this place as we make decisions to move our city forward. We'll be ever so mindful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to recommend to the board, if there would be no objections to this, that we would move action item number four up to before the president's report, if that would be possible, because it's going to take a little bit longer for that. Are there any objections from citizens? Any objections from commissioners?
No.
So, my recommendation for VP is Commissioner Smith.
I second.
Okay, it's been motioned and second.
First on the list, Ms. Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Dollywall.
Aye.
Ms. Stevenson.
Aye.
Mr. Teague, Mr. Hall, Mr. Guillory, Ms. Reed, Reverend Douglas.
Aye.
Motion carries, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Now, the second thing, in reference to the president will update the status of the Dream Committee and the Dream Center and committee appointments. I got a report back from TBA Architectures, and what has happened is he has Commissioner, who was it? Was it Ms. Smith? Not Ms. Smith, Ms. Y'all didn't know. Mr. Teague. So this is where we stand. TBA Architecture has sent us he went down Tim Brandon and assessed the building. And I think, was it Commissioner Gillard? You showed up, and I think Ms. Brown showed up. I have a document in which he sent the drawings off, the modified drawings off to the fire marshal, and he told me that it would be 2 to 3 weeks. It normally is a little bit faster on that. It's only because it's the holidays. Once he gets those drawings back, I will forward them to the entire board. My thinking is, and I can't put this in stone, but my thinking is based upon what he sends back, we will either issue an RFP for the completion of the work, or we will somehow come and figure out how we can most economically do the works. How we can most efficiently do the work in the most efficient way possible. What I will say is that Commissioner Jones did an extremely hard job in taking, I think, it was only myself and Mr. Dollywall and Reverend Wright at the time, a job that was going to cost $200,000+ and trying to make it work. And we got up in there and even added some things for a price that you know I didn't think we'd be able to do that for. But once he gets it back, he's going to then forward the drawings to myself, and we will know where we're at. At the last subcommittee meeting of the infrastructure committee, P. Wright, there was a report that said we were about, 90-something percent? Do you remember?
And they were, at the committee meeting, they were said he was 95% complete. The only thing that was missing was that they needed the lights turned on so that they could install the air conditioner and such that the lighting systems could be tested, because they put in all of the lighting and the fire things, but they couldn't test it because the lights hadn't been turned on. Okay. Mr. Jones wasn't aware that no one had pulled a permit for it. He gave him the job in midstream.
So hopefully by the time we meet on our next meeting, we will have that. But the State Fire Marshal needs to stamp off on the drawings. And what I've allowed them to do is just let them do what they're going to do. So hopefully by the month of February, I'm just praying, hoping that we should be able to have some action on that building. The number two thing is we need to appoint committees. Now, it's on the agenda. The committee assignments need to be confirmed. I've talked to Pastor Wright about this. They're not subject to confirmation, but I have talked to individual people. We're a team, and I try to talk to every single person. Now, Mr. Dollywall is kind of coy when he talks. He just listens. But I hope I have that gift one day. Please pray for me to get that gift, because everybody say I do all of the talking. So, why are you laughing?
Keep from cussing.
No. Yeah. So of course on the and look, while I'm revealing these things, I think I've pretty much talked to everyone. Of course, Reverend Wright is the chairman of the Safe Neighborhoods committee, and Ms. Stevenson and I'll send these out afterward. Ms. Stevenson, Ms. Reed, and Mr. Dollywall are part of that committee. The DBE committee will be chaired by, well, I was the former chairman of it. I'll remain on the committee, but it will be chaired by Mr. Hall, and Mr. Tees and Ms. Guillory will be on that committee. And when I say chaired, it will eventually be chaired by him.
What committee? Wait,
the DBE committee, the Disadvantaged Business Committee. I'm technically the chairman right now, but we're going. I had Mrs. Smith and Mr. Hall as vice chairman of it, and I sent these so you'll know how we operate.
Three people, Mr. Chairman. Huh? It's only three. You're only putting three on the committee.
No. Last time I counted,
you said Hall. You said so Smith's only two. Okay.
I know what the Carol Smith is one. Paul is other one.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, and myself.
I understand. But you ex officio, okay.
Okay, yeah. The infrastructure committee is Pastor Douglas, Bishop Douglas, I'm sorry.
What committee is this?
Infrastructure. Ms. Stevenson, Ms. Reed, and Pastor Wright. The Housing Committee, and we'll send this all to y'all, is Ms. Reed is the chairman, Mr. Dollywall, Mr. Guillory, and myself. Okay. And what you'll notice is myself or Mr. Wright are all on all committees. And then I have this Strategic Planning and Partnership Committee, which is not gonna be a long committee, but it's for now. And Mr. Guillory is the chairman of that, and it's made up of all new, com- all new commissioners, as well as Ms. Smith, Mr. Teach, and myself. It's not in the plan, but it's called the Strategic Planning and Partnership Committee. Okay. And what it's tasked to do is to look over, and I'll send y'all a note, is to look over what we have done in the past, look over all the initiatives that we have overtaken, and we have organized, and to come back to the chairman and to the leadership and to evaluate those things, and if they see any deficiencies or how we should move forward, they will present those things. And I just believe that when we sat down, I think it was Pastor Wright, Mr. Dalawal, and about 21 other people, we sat down and said, come on in. That was waiting on you. See, he came here exactly 4:30. The Lord works in mysterious ways. See, I'm a prophet.
Okay, so what if nobody else had showed up but him?
Well, you know what? Yeah. So anyway. So the long thing is this. This was my thinking behind this, okay? And y'all welcome to challenge me. We got a new group of people, but we presented a plan. It was approved by the city council. But I recognize the fact in my one-on-one conversation that we got a brand new group of people say, why y'all not doing this? Why y'all not doing this? Why y'all should do this? And why y'all should not do this? Now, I should have laid down this premise, because it's only Mr. Dalawal, Pastor Wright, and myself that are remaining carryovers from the previous board. So I simply said, well, Pastor Wright and myself, Mrs. Dalawal is really, really, really busy. We would be part of every particular subcommittee, but I'm not going to invoke my will on the subcommittee. My job is basically to say, no, y'all going out in the parish. No, this conflicts with the city, but to let y'all work out will, and you're going to get to the budget. But if I keep on talking, I'm going to take up all the time.
Yeah.
And so on and on. And so that's why you kind of have this here. Now, the second thing, the final thing that I have is on the September 9th, we had a agreement with RCH, a professional service agreement with RCH, company to do an infrastructure study. I've sent that back, and I would like him to come before the board, because it's missing, before I can sign that agreement, it's missing a bunch of critical things. It does not have its phone number, email address. It's missing administrative requirements, technical requirements, and all of those various things. I'm going to get with Pastor Wright.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, but Mr. Hasty has finished the report. I have it. He's done what he contracted to do. He said he would have it finished on the 2nd of December. It is finished.
Well, Mr. Hasty does not have a signed agreement.
Yes, he does.
Who signed it?
I did. I'm Secretary of
Treasury. You're not authorized to sign agreements.
We voted on it, and you voted for it, for him to do it. He did the job. It is here, it's ready, it's complete.
Pastor, okay.
I have it here for you.
So let me tell you. On the contract, there's an absence of his phone number and his email address. There's no specific.
There may not be. I'm saying that you might be correct, but he's done the work. That's what I'm trying to say. He's finished the product. He did what we asked him to do.
What I'm saying is this.
Because he didn't have the phone number, you're not going to accept his contract work.
But we have never, in the history of this board, entered into an agreement without them coming before the full board.
Sure we have.
Okay. And we accepted the recommendations of a report. But the only person that can bind the SEDB board into an agreement for $50,000 is the president.
Isn't that in your bylaws?
Okay, but I will tell you this.
Mr. Chairman, all I know is that he came to our committee. He made his presentation. He accepted our RFP. We brought it back to the board. The board unanimously voted to approve it. And I executed the contract with him. He did the work. It's here. He's ready to make the presentation when you give him the time to do it.
On the September 9th, September meetings, at the September meetings, we accepted the committee's recommendation.
And that was to approve the contract.
But according to the open meeting law, a contract must be specifically stated out. There were no exhibits presented. You can play the whole tape.
Are you saying the open meeting law requires that?
Yes.
I'd like to see that. I know the open meeting
law. But what I'm saying is the secretary is not.
Our contract is two people that can sign. You sign minutes. I can sign or you can sign.
But what I'm saying is this.
Look at your constitution.
Okay, you can look at it. But what I'm saying is we're not going to pay. Let me say this again. We're not going to pay $50,000 to someone that we don't even know what they did. And I talked to Commissioner Smith. And I talked to the other people who were at the board. I think Ms. Brown was at the board meeting with that. You can play the whole recording and we can have it transcribed. We did not go into RCH contract. At the meeting, and I told you.
The contract was a part of what we voted on. It was on the table. It was in the minute packet.
Gentlemen, that's the question. Are we governed by Robert's Rules of Order?
Yes, sir.
We are?
Yep.
Then, according to Robert's Rules of Order, if I'm not mistaken, in the last edition, it states that only the chairman or the president.
But we have our own bylaws.
I understand, but if we're governed, that's my question. Are we governed by Robert's Rules of Order?
State of Louisiana.
So if we're governed by Robert's Rules of Order, then Mr. Little is.
We're governed by our bylaws. We're a state organization and we're governed by our bylaws. And our bylaws.
Let me ask this question, and I don't want to take up too much time, but what is the objection to the proposal that the gentleman has set? And if there are objections, then instead of us going back and forth, let's call the gentleman to the table.
That's what he's asking.
Okay, let's call him to the table, let's meet those objections, and let's give the man his money. Does that make sense?
Only thing I'm saying is that we voted to do it. You unanimously voted to do it. He was present at the committee meeting. The committee made his report. A copy of his contract was included in the package, just like you have a packet there. It was included in the packet. We voted on it with the contract there and approved it.
So, Commissioner, let me ask you, who was president that he was president at the SAFE committee? According to the agenda, it was the SAFE.
Infrastructure.
But who was present there?
The committee members that you appointed, I think Ms. Brown, were you there? Because you had just made a report for
She
your,
was a real friend of the committee.
No, she's not on the committee. She was an advisory person.
Were you present?
And she was there for another meeting, was it?
No, I said who, no, not semantics. Who was present there?
The committee members. Me and Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, Mr. Hastings. Another gentleman on his committee. He has another doctor. I'm not the secretary of that committee. I don't forget it.
But you're secretary for the whole board. You can't.
I don't write the minutes for every committee.
They're on the website.
Because I'm not everybody's. I'm not the secretary for every committee now, Mr. Chairman.
Anna, Roosevelt Wright, Jones. And I can't think the other
it was a doctor,
doctor name. He was president.
Yeah, it was more than two people there.
Yeah,
that's right. So look, we're gonna take.
And you were on the committee and didn't come.
I'm not on the committee, I've told you that. So what I'm saying is now, the city, we're not gonna move forward with that until we resolve that. But so we can move on, that's all that I have.
But I do think, Mr. Chairman, if you just appointed an infrastructure chairman, he needs to have this report so that he can see it. Because it is, what his report amounts to is basically identifying that our infrastructure items that we want done, so that whoever meets with the mayor and he says, I need projects, what projects do you want? Because what y'all have is a wish list. What we did is hired an expert to take our plan and to put it and to put it down with dollar figures and to put it in a priority. He did that, and he gave us the 11 projects out of the 40 out of the 47 that would be infrastructure related and that will possibly be able to be funded through capital improvements or whatever else. So that's what whoever's on the infrastructure committee needs to have this, so that they can and invite him to come to their meeting and then for him to come back and talk to the whole board.
But for one question, I would like it for the record. I've always been available, whether I've been out of town or in town, to sign any contract. What would possess the secretary of the SEDD to sign a contract that I regularly talk to almost a city official every single day for the secretary to
Secretary Treasurer. Secretary Treasurer.
Okay. To sign a contract when the president signs every single contract. What would make you?
I send things to the city all the time that you don't sign. All the payments that come out, I send them to the city and you don't sign.
So that would possess you to sign a contract. To enter into a $50,000
agreement. You asked me the question.
And you think that that's within your purview?
Yes, sir.
To sign a subcommittee bind.
No, the board bound it. The board voted for it. The board voted for it. And you asked me to use your facility. A facsimile of your signature, and I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't use your signature. I wouldn't do that.
It wasn't for that purpose. Okay.
All right. So I'm just listening to all this stuff. So if the secretary is signing some stuff, or you're not aware of it, where is the communication between you guys to at least give something that's going on like that?
He's raising that question. I've already told him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I'm an officer in my community or whatnot, and if I have authorization, I would at least send the message or let my president know what's going on, and then
he was
if
told.
That's an agreement or disagreement as to who signed, some of those things should have been knocked out or been resolved a long time ago if y'all have a communication.
He was told.
And legally speaking, there has to be one designated person who is able to bind.
Correct.
And that person needs to be set.
Okay. Yes.
Point of order. Let me say this. Commissioner Wright fully knows that when we were talking about me allowing him to use my signature, it was for the minutes. Because we don't have signed minutes. And I said, look, the minutes are not signed, and it was in a specific thing as it related to an issue with the city attorney. Every single person has come before the board. And that was in a conversation that occurred. It's not written. There's no written document. So we can move on.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I apologize.
So let's move on.
We don't want to pay Mr. Haston, we just write him and tell him he did the work. We're not going to pay him.
Yeah. And look, by the
because
way,
he didn't give a phone
attorney,
number.
The city attorney has already wrote. So let me go to action. Okay, go ahead.
So is there going to be some clarification who needs to be signing contracts going forward?
Only the president is authorized to sign contracts.
Unless this board says something different, our bylaws don't say that.
Okay, so before you move forward, Sir Chair, will you please either take a vote and say that going forward, you are the only person that is supposed to sign contract, because I can see this happening again. So to alleviate that and not have this problem take up 20 minutes going forward, could you address that at this time?
No, there's no need to address it because it's already been addressed. Okay. So let's move on to the next action item.
That's a problem.
The
was that part of the president's report of the status of the
No, it was. Okay, action item number four, the board will hear.
You've already done them before.
No, action item number five. The board will hear an issue posed from the president in reference to the city. Okay, so I want to, the city attorney, to get guidance on an issue. And he brought me back, I'm trying to pull this up right now because I don't actually have, is it in our packet, you're right.
What?
The city
attorney. Oh, I didn't put that in the packet because you say you didn't ask him for that and there wasn't authorized, so I didn't put it in the packet.
That's one of the things. So I asked the city attorney because C does not have an official attorney.
C has an attorney, Mr. Chairman.
Right.
Mr. Johnson is our attorney.
Right.
He's represented us in court.
Oh, hey, point of order.
And we have paid him.
Point of order. C does not have an official attorney.
What is Kevin Johnson?
P. Right.
What is it?
Point of order. Let me tell you this. When you're going to address, you wait for your turn to address.
Mr. Chairman.
No, hold on. C does not have.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
This is so
Mr. Chairman.
I have an official attorney.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to recognize you to speak.
My hand is up.
Okay. But can you wait till I finish? Wait. Can you wait till I finish? So I went to the city attorney. And what I did was I asked him for some guidance on some issues. The issues were the statutes had changed, and I wanted to know a couple of different things. Go ahead.
The chairman told me that he'd gotten a letter from the city attorney with some things that are analyzing our constitution, our strengths, and our weaknesses. And me and him had a warm conversation about that, because C has adopted unanimously the services of Mr. Kevin Johnson, who is the city attorney. When we filed a city suit against the city, Mr. Kevin Johnson represented us. When we had to get inquiries to the ethics board, Mr. Johnson did it. He charges us nothing except for his if he has to do out of pocket filing fees. We have been using him, and we voted to use him because Mr. Creekbaum told us that he would not represent us because he represents the city and said we were too hard to deal with. So I challenged the fact that we asked the city for them to give us advice, and then we may have to go up against Mr. Creekbaum, you know, and he knows now all your weaknesses, all your strengths, and I challenged that. Then the chairman told me that we didn't have an attorney because we didn't sign a contract with him. He's doing it for free. You know? So he's represented us several times in the last year or so and went to court with us and fought for us in court. And he did it free of charge.
Can I ask you that?
Hold on. Let's go. Let me move this. Okay. So I went ahead and recognized Pastor Wright because he was not going to stop until I did.
Right.
Okay. Now, irrespectively whether Kevin Johnson may have said that, when we retained Kevin Johnson, for a specific case, and it was the case of Mr. Baliwara, okay? Not only before I went to the city attorney, I consulted a city council about this. The city and the C statute, it states that the city attorney, that the mayor can appoint an attorney. Okay. I asked the city four questions. Okay. One has to do with the quorum, one has to do with the committee assignments, One had to do with the filling of the chairman versus vacancies, and one has to do with the bylaws. Okay. Now, on that, Commissioner Wright can say whatever he wants to say, but in order for you to have an attorney-client relationship, there must be an agreement. If he can produce that agreement, that's fine, okay? But we don't have that agreement, okay? So I went to the city attorney, and I asked him these four questions, okay? And he answered those questions. Now, we have a fiduciary relationship with the city attorney, okay? He has appointed, when we had him in Summerskill, he was the last person to appoint him. As a courtesy, because Mr. Wright was the only officer that was left, I shared those things with him. He came back and he said that C needed to have a six-member quorum. He came back and talked about the city provisions, I mean, and the subcommittee provision. He came back and gave guidance on how to fill a committee victim. I mean, how to structure the committees. He also came back and gave guidance in reference to the secretary treasurer position. Okay. Now, where I stand from that point is, and he also gave guidance in reference to the contract that you claimed that you signed. And he said that a subcommittee cannot bind a contract. Okay. And he also said that you do not have the authority to sign a $50,000 contract. Okay. Now, he is a lawyer. And C is a subcomponent of a city, even though it's a political subdivision, it's in the city's eye. And before I made that move, I went and I consulted with a city council person. And the question was asked, why did you not go to your whole board? And my answer was this, put this in the record. The reason why I did not go to the whole board was because most of the members were new. It would have been myself, Commissioner Wright, and Commissioner Dollywall. And Commissioner Dollywall was out of town at the time. So the next thing that I figured was I would go to the city attorney who had no dog in the fight, okay? And not only did they brief me, they briefed the council person before I released it. And it's purely an objective decision. And it was only today that I released it to another commission. And that commissioner was Commissioner Smith, because she's an attorney. And I released it, what time was it, about 1:30? 1:30 is the first time she ever saw that report. Yeah. And so you can say whatever you want to say.
I can?
Yes.
Okay.
No, hold on.
Oh, oh, oh.
She had a question.
Oh, Vincent, I'll be glad to see you.
Mr. Kevin Johnson said he is not SDQD's attorney, that he does not have the time to do that. I spoke to him three different times.
Yeah. So this is not a matter of who's This is not a matter of who's the city attorney or not. This is a matter of doing things in a legal and proper way. Okay. It has nothing to do with
Mr. Chairman. I would have felt better if you gave it to Sister Smith and had her to look at it. You follow? Because she's an attorney.
Okay, so,
Mr. Creekbaum wrote us a letter and said he did not want to represent C.
Okay.
You follow?
So,
and he has been, he's going to be our adversary. If we ever have to sue the city, he's going to be the person.
Pastor Wright.
He can't do both. That has been my objection. You did.
So since I did give it to Ms. Smith can give you her opinion on it.
The issue is not whether he said anything right or wrong. The issue is going outside of that what we had agreed upon and using someone else. If we're in we end up in an adversarial situation with Mr. Creekbaum being representing the city, and we end up having to suit him like we did before, he now knows all your weaknesses, all your strengths, all your weaknesses, because you revealed them to him.
Okay.
Okay, you would have did better giving it to Attorney Smith.
That's right. Number one, you're not going to dominate the meeting.
I ain't dominating the meeting. You gave me a chance just to speak.
But when Mr. Creekbaum gave his opinion, he simply stated statute. Okay, that's all he did. Okay. Now,
and when he goes to court to sue you, he's going to state statute.
That's right. Can you please stop?
We haven't got to the budget yet, bro.
For the love of God, please do not turn this into a city council cartoon show. Mm-hmm. Okay, the work has been done. The man has to be paid. Regardless of how it was signed, you need to come to a solution of how you're going to address that. After he was asked to come in to say, this has been done, that's been done, this still needs to be done, and to make all the assessments. So where do we go from here other than continuing going back saying, who signed it? It's signed, the man's got to get paid. If you don't pay him, then you're looking at a lawsuit. So, I mean, where do we go from here? Let's get a solution together instead of continuously harping on a problem.
No, Ms. Stevenson, I understand what you're saying. But I informed Mr. Wright right after that meeting that I had problems with the contract. And Mr. Wright knows this. There's only, Mr. Wright knows, there's only one time that I've ever interfered with the treasury position. And there was about 20 calls and emails. And I well documented why I signed a requisition. There is absolutely no reason why a secretary would interfere with the president.
Treasury.
And he knows the problems that I had with the contract from day one. Okay.
At our last meeting.
But you voted.
You agreed that you would have the gentleman come in to do an assessment of what has been done and what is yet to be done so we know where we are going for completion. You agreed to that at the very last meeting that we had.
Well, no. You're talking about on the Arizona Street building.
Yes, that's what
we're not talking about the Arizona Street building. We're talking about an infrastructure study for the whole south side of Monroe. We're talking about an infrastructure study that has no metrics as to how it's going to be done. We're talking about an infrastructure study that was never coordinated with the city. We're talking about an infrastructure study that never was sit down and discussed with engineering, that was never sit down and discussed with anyone besides four people. And two of those people are sitting here. I voted to accept, and if Commissioner Smith was also there, I voted to accept the recommendation of the committee. Okay. But I clearly called you afterwards and said, wait on the Ron Hastings deal, okay? And you know, call the record of heaven and earth, I said, I have a problem with the Ron Hastings contract, okay? And if you see any other contract, and I'll eat the contract, if you see any other contract that does not have a person's name, phone number, no way for me to contact him, no way for me to email him, it's a general contract. Go ahead, Ms.
We just approved 10 of them.
I will say that it was our first meeting after being appointed, and I don't recall everything that happened, but what I do know for sure is I would not have agreed to pay without first viewing the contract itself. And so I can say in good conscience that what we agreed to was to accept the recommendation, not necessarily.
This was done before you got here, though.
Right. Yeah. And so when it came up to at that meeting in September, it was just to accept the recommendation, not necessarily to fulfill.
No, the recommendation was to initiate the contract, and the contract was in the packet.
Well, that wasn't my understanding. Yeah.
So just imagine for the board, so you guys can understand. I know we may. So imagine you have six different things.
Vote for it, Tony? If you wasn't for it, if you had these reservations, you should not have voted for it.
But
it would have failed.
You afterwards, and I told you.
But okay. When the man was there, he heard us vote for it. He knew it.
Okay. That's fine. But the other thing we have is this. We have Councilman Harvey.
But now, wait. And I will say, if he is under the impression that his contract was accepted, yeah, we go ahead,
yeah,
and honor that. But that's what I'm saying. Forward,
yeah, moving forward is a different thing. Yeah.
But I understand the questions that you just brought up are valid.
I think they're valid too, except that if they should not have been voted, it wouldn't have, not, if he had not voted for it, it would not have passed.
The problem that I have, and I'm not going to move on, is that I called Pastor Wright afterwards and told him I had a problem with it.
But
and Pastor Wright went ahead and said that he signed the contract.
So at the time of the meeting, you're telling me that the contract was not executed yet. We took that vote, it was not executed.
It was not executed, yeah. And he knows that I have a problem with the contract. And if you can ever find a situation in which, how many people have y'all have ever called me, if I don't answer phone call you back, okay? You don't find that for me. My phone works in every country that I go to. Okay, there's no reason why that would have happened. So we're gonna move on from that, because that contract will not be executed, because there was no reason why a secretary would have signed a contract.
Treasurer.
Okay. Now, I used to sit on this board, on that committee, and noticing every other committee. I was under the impression that these committees were set up to get everything finalized and bring it to the board, and the board agrees to it or disagrees to it.
Right.
Now, you cannot, Tony, and you know the rules, you cannot make a phone call after everything been voted on and say, I disagree. You need to either call a special meeting, because just telling Pastor Wright does not make that so after the meeting. So I have been in, we made rules and regulations. We was against certain things. And when we brought it to the committee, we told them why we was for it or why we was against it. And they had the choice to vote for it or vote against it. And because of the things that we have researched and looked through, it passed because nobody found any problem with it when we brought it to the full body. The committee, each one of these committees, made their decision on what they wanted to do with their money. And that was an understanding that each committee had. So now we're in this point of saying, I don't agree with your meeting, your approval after the meeting. Now y'all, everybody know you cannot call me after we done all left. It's not in a minute. So for that, that's just a personal conversation now. It's not a full conversation. There's no record of it. It's hearsay. Both of them getting a misunderstanding, but all of us know that when we had our committee, we made the decision, and if y'all voted it down, it didn't pass. So now at the ninth hour, you can't come back and say the rule wasn't the rule. And anybody knows, if you in any kind of job, if you allow something to happen, you have set precedents for it. You cannot come back and say, that's not what I meant. Now, if it's ambiguous, then hey, we need a better understanding going forward. But right now, his contract should have been voted down at the meeting. Now, I know everybody was new, but the old people in the meeting knew exactly what was going on.
They weren't here. They weren't here. They weren't here.
We're going to sell this once and all. The agenda notice said that we were going to take the recommendation of the infrastructure committee. The agenda said that it was a safe neighborhoods committee. So when you can find me an agenda that says that, that's fine. Let's move on to the next agenda item. Because according to the rules, we didn't even have a committee meeting.
Okay, we'll be on number six.
The board will. We're going to remove that item because I've already addressed it.
Do y'all have to take a vote on that?
No. Okay. That's what I know. It's that. The board will.
What item
do
you remove?
Six,
because he already knows that.
Who does?
Pastor Ray.
Well, I don't think everybody else.
On action item number six, the board will consider the confirmation of the president appointees to chair the DVE Expansion and Infrastructure Committees. Those are not subject to confirmations, and that's not what I sent him to put on the agenda, so that item is stricken. The item number 7, the board will consider revisions in the scope of responsibilities of committees as recommended by the president. I don't know why that was put on the agenda, so that's striking.
Mr. Lou, I'm sorry, hold just a second, so I can understand, because this is really, I've been to 3 other meetings, and so this one is a little different, so I need to make sure that I understand going forward. So whatever is going to be placed on the agenda, the procedure is it comes from your directive to the secretary.
Right. Yes.
Correct? And then the secretary is to type it up, send it out publicly, place it on the website, as well as send it out to the commissioners.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
So are you saying that the information that you presented to the secretary to put is not accurately on this paper?
Well, yes, because
he didn't send a full agenda.
Okay.
So how did the agenda come if he didn't send a full?
He sent explanations of this, explanation of that, and I had to take it and put it in words.
So look, we have to go to the budget. So I'm going to add before we leave. So I'm going to go to that.
Reverend Wright, does the agenda, you don't see it until you get here?
No, he's just posted to the agenda.
Generally, may I ask her question?
Yes.
Generally what happens is he will send me what he wants on the agenda. I will send it back to him for him to be able to okay it. This week, I had the agenda ready on Monday. By Friday, I had not heard from the chairperson. So with 15 minutes left, he sent me some text messages of things that I want this one to be first, I want this one to be second, I want this one to be third. That's why you got all these things before the approval of the minutes, because he said he wanted those there. I tried to sum up the text messages because they jump up, they run out. Y'all got these text messages from me, so I had to go all over to try to put it in some kind of form, but didn't have time to make the 4 o'clock cut to be able to get it back on there because I was out of town. I was in Missouri. So I said, you got to get it back to me. I got a 15-minute window. Please answer. No answer. So I did the best I could do.
But
normal procedure is what she just said. With normal procedures, I send it to him. He tells me it's okay, then I let it go.
Can y'all stop text messaging and email only?
We do have that, but Pastor Rand, I'm quite sure you believe that. Action item number 8, the board will consider the minutes of the September 9th and October
3rd. I move that the minutes of September 9th and October 3rd be accepted as written.
Second.
Okay, I have a comment on this. Because the November 9th and the October 3rd minutes deal with these legal issues, I request that we go to the city attorney, have the city attorney, or we either get our attorney, if y'all want to hire an attorney, to review these things, because I'm 100% diametrically opposed to entering into, to possibly, as Commissioner Wright saying, wearing orange suits over misappropriating taxpayers' dollars.
Mr. Chairman, when you approve the minutes, all you're doing is approving what was said at the meeting.
Okay.
Not what was done at the meeting, but what was said at the meeting and the actions that were taken at the meeting.
Mr. Wright,
I'm not
going to wear an orange suit. If you want to wear one, you wear
it. I think the board members need to also understand that if the minutes are not approved, our bills can't be paid.
We have. Okay.
The city gave us a procedure, and the procedure is that when we send in the requests for payments, we must send a set of approved minutes.
Okay.
So all of our bills since July or September have not been paid simply because we can't send them a set of complete minutes.
Commissioner Wright.
I usually do the minutes right after the meeting.
Commissioner Wright.
And then send them to the city. But since last time they got held up, I didn't do it anymore because I signed them. I signed the requests to go in. But they require for every request, if it's for $10 or $100, they want a copy of the minutes that says that you were authorized to pay this. So if we don't approve those minutes, the things that were to be paid in those items can't be paid. So right now we haven't paid anybody since August.
So Commissioner Wright has the authority to pay all reoccurring bills. And everything that's on that agenda is reoccurring bills.
But the city of Monroe won't cut a check, is what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Chairman. I'm the treasurer. I know how this works. They gave us a checklist, and the checklist says you must have a set of the minutes. You must have the invoice from the person, or the CA, or the contract, or whatever, plus a set of the minutes that says that Seed approved this disbursement. I have to attach that with it. If you don't have those minutes, they don't pay it.
Okay, let's go back to official Robert Rules.
I'm just continue with the city telling us they're going
to
do.
Let's go back to official Robert Rules. Let's go back to
Mr. Chairman, I just really first call for the vote on the motion that's on the floor.
On the motion that's on the floor. There's not a motion yet. Commissioner Wright.
She made a motion. I seconded it.
She seconded.
Oh. I made the
motion. What was your motion?
That we accept the minutes of September 9th and October 3rd of the seat meeting.
I'm against.
Second.
Look, it's been motion and second. I'm against accepting those minutes because they have legal ramifications. And the majority of the commissioners were not present during that meeting. Okay. And so, without a legal opinion on that, I'm totally against that, because that would mean that those actions, including that contract that was illegally signed by the, well, that was subject to be signed, were not there. Go ahead, Mr. Donald.
Okay, if we go, oh man, I'm catching a cramp. If we would go ahead and accept what you're saying, mm-hmm. that let's take a legal, how long would that take?
Brandon would have something back in a couple of days.
You know, why not everybody, if possible.
Yeah. Yes.
One or two days. We,
yeah, this one.
I mean.
So, Mr. President, I move that we table.
Oh, we got a motion. We got a motion before we have to vote up and down first. And the vote with her motion up and down first, then you can entertain the motion. Okay, it's been motion and second.
That we would approve the minutes, right?
Yes, we have to vote that up and down.
Mr. Dollarwall?
We have to vote that one up and down for your motion.
Yes.
No, we would have to vote it up and down. In order to entertain your motion, we have to vote her motion either up or down first before we could accept your motion.
A yes or
so
no?
So
you would have to vote her motion down.
Are you saying yes or adopting the minutes or no?
So we
would. I'm saying no.
No.
Okay.
Mr. Dollarwall?
No.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Teague? Absent. Mr. Hall?
No.
Mr. Guillory?
I abstain. I wouldn't get for that.
Ms. Reed?
Wasn't here.
And Mr. Douglas?
No.
Mr. Little?
No.
And Mr. Wright? Aye.
You didn't call me?
Hmm?
You didn't call me?
I didn't what?
You didn't call her.
I'm sorry, Ms. Smith.
No.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay.
So, Mr. Dollarwall, then what was your question on
that? My question was that let's give the benefit of the doubt. You know, regardless of what's happened, if the president says that, hey, look, let's get a legal counsel to look at it. Why not?
So I would like to make a motion that we get a legal opinion from the city attorney on this issue right here. And then we evaluate the city attorney's opinion on it. And then we proceed.
I would like to substitute that we get an opinion from Attorney Smith.
The motion's on the floor. It can only be seconded because I've already put a motion on the floor.
Okay.
Do I have a second on that emotion?
Second.
Okay, so it's been motion and second that we get an opinion from the city attorney, and then we proceed.
And we're seeking
no,
what
been,
what
oh,
are we
been, no,
we don't get
secretary.
We don't get to ask, we don't get to talk on
vote.
It
Yes.
We don't get to, speak on the motion?
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The question is, what are we trying to get him to say? Whether the what's in the motion is correct, what's in the minutes is correct, or whether the minutes are correct?
The motion is, to evaluate this whole action right here and to come back and give me a recommendation on it. But the board a recommendation.
But Mr. Chairman, the motion is on whether or not to approve the minutes or not. And if we're going to ask Mr. Kriegbaum whether or not, are we asking him to look at the contents of it and to evaluate the contents of it, or whether or not to approve the minutes or not?
No, I think what he's saying, and then y'all correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm just hearing this right, this whole thing is subject to legal ramifications. So, Mr. Secretary, I would be remiss as a new commissioner to say, yeah, okay, I'm with that. I don't know what it says. I have no idea. I wasn't at the meeting. So I think for the new commissioners to make us feel better, let's get a legal opinion on the whole thing. If we get a legal opinion on the whole thing, are we moving in the right direction?
Are there objections to us having Attorney Smith do it? She's on the board.
I think that's a conflict of interest.
I was just going to say that's why it's a conflict for me to be the commissioner and the attorney.
Not if you're not getting paid, it's not.
But I will be sending it.
But the city attorney is a conflict. The city attorney is a conflict too. He's our adversary.
Stop saying that.
He wrote a letter saying he does not want to represent us.
I don't think the city attorney is our adversary. Now, look, commissioners, the only thing
Gentlemen, ladies, in all respect,
you have not been recognized. The point is not to turn this into a circus. The point is, in one of the points is we have indemnification for all of the commissioners. And we have to reword this. The point is to provide accurate legal guidance. It's not about this side and that side.
It's not about size, Mr. Chairman.
You're right. You have not been
Mr.
Recognized.
Chairman, you simply cannot.
You're out of order, Mr. Chairman. I know it, Mr. Chairman, but I got to tell you this because what you're saying is not correct, Mr. Chairman. But you're not a dictator. You're out of order.
You're trying to dictate the meeting. I'm trying to say to you that nobody, everybody in here knows that the minutes of a meeting is just a record of what happened at the meeting. It doesn't necessarily mean it was right or it was wrong or it was legal or whatever else, but it is what happened at the meeting. When you adopt the minutes, you're saying this is an accurate record of what happened at the meeting, and Mr. Kriegbaum wasn't there, so he can't give you an accurate assessment of whether it was inaccurate. What we have is a recording of the meeting, and anybody here can listen to it.
You're out of order.
I'm through now.
I'm through now.
You need to learn how to chair a meeting.
Okay, hold up.
You can recognize me. At some point, because you guys are focused on the bid process of Roosevelt signing that, so why y'all didn't specifically set that aside instead of setting the whole minutes aside? Because all he gonna do is say, is this accurate of the minutes? Is this what y'all said or what y'all talked about? It's not, he cannot go and say, oh, this is illegal right here of what y'all just did. So only thing he needs is the voice recording and this paper and say, yeah, this is what y'all said. So what y'all should have done when y'all was talking about that process, you should have said, we're going to table this here, part right here. We're going to table this to another time till we get a chance to look at it and get a better understanding from everybody. So the only thing Kriegbaum can do is say, compare the voice recording to this. You're just approving that this is what you guys, hold up, I'm not finished, you recognize me. This is what y'all approving, that this is what was said. Now, where is it he gonna be able to go back and say, well, this is illegal, that's illegal, y'all can't do this, y'all can't do that?
He can't.
Y'all should have said in the beginning when you was talking about that issue, was to say, we're going to table this until another time till we have time to look at. And I heard everybody say what they was going to do, what you needed to do. You need to get with the man, let him make the presentation, look at it. Y'all said that. But at no time, nobody said, we need to table this to another day. Now you're tabling the whole minutes. The minutes is just what was said. He gonna have to get the voice recording and this and say, yeah, this is what y'all did. So either y'all gonna have to go back and say, we're gonna table. I don't know if y'all can do that.
Anybody, you can't change.
So hold on.
Let me stop.
So, Pastor Wright, are you officially saying, can y'all listen to me one second? And because we're going to finish this. I'm going to finish this once and for all. And I hate to go. Are you officially saying that you have officially signed the contract for the city of Monroe?
I'm saying that I have signed many contracts, including the minutes. Several of them. And every time we get a disbursement, I sign it.
Did you sign?
Yes, I signed many contracts.
Is it, and it's not on the city?
Yeah, every one of them.
Who did you send it to?
I sent it to the city.
Oh, no, who at the city?
Send it to Mr. Futrell, whoever he is.
So, Lee Futrell.
He got them. You get them. We get them every month. When you approve these, I'm going to sign these tomorrow.
You signed a contract for RCH, and you sent it to Lee Futrell.
No, I haven't sent anything to him. He has members, can y'all understand something?
No.
Mr. Hastings is not finished. He brought this to let you know he was 90% through. He wants to meet with the infrastructure committee, make his presentation. He wants to come to the board, and then when he finishes, he's not expecting to be paid until that time.
I have one.
If that's the case, then all you have to do is sign the contract Mr. Chairman.
Have you signed the contract
Mr. Chairman,
and sent it to the city?
No, sir. Okay. No, sir.
So why are you leading the path down this? Why are you doing this?
What do you mean?
So
because all this is foolish.
Yes, we have. He said yes.
All this is foolish.
Yes, did I send it to
you?
You
have not signed the contract and sent it to the city, and you have wasted the board's time.
No, sir. You didn't ask that. You asked. Did he have a contract? I said yes. I did not say I had sent it to the city, and nothing. There's been no request for payment for him at all. Period. He made his report so that he can let you know that he's 90% complete. He wants to give it to the infrastructure committee. He wants to come and explain it to them.
So a signed contract has not been executed by you. You're talking about you signed something and basically left it at your house. It's not been sent to the city. Stop wasting the board time.
I never said I sent it to the city.
But that's what you're implying.
I didn't. I never raised that up. You raised that up.
Okay, I'm not.
He wasn't going to proceed unless he had a signed document.
So the board understands what I'm saying.
Can I see the document?
Can y'all just get along?
We're not trying to get along.
It's on the website.
What I'm saying is this. At the leader of the board, and I love Pastor Wright to death. Look. We are not going to protect the board. Okay, I would like to table the minutes. I don't want to approve them. What was the motion?
Just understand, when you table them, the people can't get paid.
The motion is to talk to Brandon or not. Yay or nay on that.
But you can pay the people.
I know, sir. They won't pay it without the minutes. I'm telling you.
You have an existing order.
No, sir. These things are not recurring. Recurring. We have a bill that we got to pay for the website man. We got to pay the insurance. We got to pay the insurance. All those things haven't been done. The glass in the building. Those are not recurring. They have to be approved for us to pay them. And if they ain't in the minutes, he ain't gonna pay them. They done told us that, point blank. We didn't approve them the last time, and we didn't approve them the time before. So we're sitting there. Every time you don't approve the minutes, then bills don't get paid.
You're right. I'm not going to continue with support time.
Fine. But just when the lawman calls you and asks you about why I get paid, you tell him that you wouldn't let us approve the minutes.
We have what was the motion on the floor? Do you remember?
Brandon.
Brandon
and I talked to Brandon.
Okay. So, see what y'all got into. We should be able to sell these in this room. Okay. We should be.
What happens, Mr. Chairman? But every time we vote on something, you'll call me after the meeting at home and say, I wasn't really for that. That's the problem. Just like he told you, he called after we voted on the contract. He called after it's over with, so I wasn't for it. But after we done voted for it, the man knows you voted for it. It's posted on our website. Then we said we're not going to pay him. He does the work.
You're right.
Because he didn't have a phone number on his contract. But we approved 10 mini-grants, and none of those mini-grants had a phone number on the contract. Yeah. And I signed a couple of them.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what? You're right. You can dress up a mule and make him look like a horse, but when he opens his mouth, you don't know he's a mule. So can we have the motion was?
To creep on again.
Ooh. What was the motion?
To let him and get an opinion from him.
Yeah. Okay. And what I want to know is exactly what is it that we want him to say, because that's what you got to put in the minutes. What is it that you want him to say?
So,
is he giving an opinion of the minutes, or is he giving an opinion of the contents of the minutes?
That's ridiculous.
I think
that the opinion is already written.
But you can't change the contents because that's what happened at the meeting.
So, can we?
We don't need
Who made that motion?
You did.
You did.
Okay, so I'm going to withdraw my motion, and I'm going to make another motion. Can I withdraw the motion? What I would like is for the September, I want to make a motion that for the September 9th meeting and the October 3rd meetings to be transcribed.
They already are.
No, I'm talking about he has a recording of, but they transcribe word for word.
Who's going to pay for their transcription?
The SCDD board.
Who's going to pay for that transcription?
I'll pay for it out of pocket. Yeah. If it's
going to be paying me.
That's fine.
No, I just wanted to resolve.
And then we move forward. That's fine.
No sweat.
So can we disseminate the minutes to board members?
They're on the website.
Who's going to subscribe it? Are you going to send it off to a company to do it?
I'm going to send it to somebody. I'm going to send it to somebody.
They have transcripts.
I just wanted to make sure that the motion was clear. So
yeah,
it won't
you send
be
it
no
to a court reporter or somebody to transcribe it.
Or I can offer the motion another way. For the minutes to be approved without... Right, I did not send you my my changes that I wanted to be occurred in there. But for them not to be acted on with the exception of the payment of the reoccurring bills. Mm-hmm. Now that's a compromise motion.
Can't do that.
No, what I'm saying is we're not gonna act on our TH contract or none of those things until we get legal fees.
The September 9th minutes are in y'all's packet. You can look at them.
I'm looking at September 9th.
Well, that's why you said that the contract was connected to it. That's why I was looking for it.
I'm trying to get around it.
It's in the committee.
Mr. Lil.
The problem is if we approve September the 9th minute, he's saying that we approve the recommendation of the Safe Neighborhoods Committee. I got it. Hold it up. I recommend that we approve the minutes. Listen closely. I recommend we approve the minutes of the September 9th meeting, knowing that the infrastructure committee did not meet according to the minutes. The Safe Neighborhoods Committee met according to the minutes.
But can we just?
And then we move on
based on the minute after they transcribe.
And then we move
because that'll be more accurate once it's transcribed, as opposed to going by what's being said. Can it just be transcribed first, and then we'll know what was exactly being said?
Yeah, I'm just trying to protect the new commissioners.
That's the point. So if you have those reoccurring bills inside the minutes, once they transcribe, you'll know how to move forward, as opposed to making suggestions based on what was said, what was not said. We don't know what was being said. But if it's transcribed to know what was said, then we'll know how to move forward on whatever bills or whatever things that we owe, as opposed to a speculation or a hearsay or a thought of what, you know what I'm saying?
On September 9th, I'm looking through the minutes. I don't see anything about reoccurring bills in the minutes. So I'm
I have another solution to this. This is my final solution. I move that we not approve the minutes for September 9th and the October 3rd minutes. So that's already been done.
That's been done. So I'm afraid to make a motion to approve the treasury report.
No.
Let's move on to the
now. Before you go, if it's all right, I would like to add something to the agenda, but it has to have unanimous vote. Okay. I would like to add to the agenda that we give Commissioner Wright the authority to approve all reoccurring bills that are outstanding. And that includes the bills in his treasury report. P. Wright, do you mind giving us those bills?
I'm thinking about giving you this treasurer's thing because I don't like it. I do a lot of work for this. It takes a lot of time. I really, my wife said I get my blood pressure up working with you folks doing this. And I'm trying to make sure that we comply with whatever the city tells us we're supposed to do. Sometimes that gets difficult for me if after we've approved something, I'm going to get a call tonight saying I wasn't for this, but I voted for it. But I didn't, and that's the kind, and then y'all gonna get a 2-hour call. And that's what caused me problem. A whole week went by for me to prepare these minutes. I had the minutes set up and everything, and I said, Tony, you haven't given me your agenda yet.
You're right.
He didn't send the agenda. Then when I put it in the agenda, then he says, it ain't the way I gave it to you. You gave me, I ought to let them see the text message you sent me. All jumble up. You jump from this, what the city council ain't doing, this, that, and the other, all in the same email. I got to figure out what it is you're trying to say. Right. Then you down at me like I did something wrong. It's not unusual for me, folks, to sign the vouchers that go to the city. I do it all the time. It's not unusual for me to, we had 10 mini grants that came through here. 8 of them he signed, 2 of them I signed. There was no question about it. They were contracts.
You signed them both.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Right. Can you get the reoccurring
bill, sir?
Can we? I don't want you to get your blood pressure.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that the reoccurring bills right now is nothing but the garbage. I mean the lawn man.
That's
he ain't been paid.
The reoccurring bill that we have since
we don't have anything else.
That's the only thing.
But some of them have got to be paid because they're not reoccurring, but they are bills that we owe.
Never paid.
Right, they pass due.
Don't spit. The reoccurring and past due bills.
Reoccurring and past due.
And past
what
due.
What are the past due? Work on the building.
If we ever get to find the treasury report, you get it. So I got to go now, but I got to go.
Okay.
I tried to tell you from the start I had to go.
Okay, I would draw my motion again. Okay, action item number 9. The board will see the treasury report and recommendations for the 2025-26 budget for the state of Farm Insurance, Harris, Loan and Service, and Pennsylvania.
See, they already listed there.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the Treasurer's Report for the Southside Economic Development District, and this is printed for y'all. You have what I'm reading. It's here. The proposed budget for 2025-26 must be approved and submitted to the city for inclusion in the city's 25-26 fiscal year budget. If one is not approved, the city will develop one for us, a proposed budget based on $120,000 in projected hotel motel in tax revenue and $145,000 in expenses is attached. It is suggested that the $25,000 overage be charged to state funds being held in trust for seed. It is not a part of the city's budgeted income and expenses. The board is not obligated to adopt the treasurer's recommendation, but it should decide on the proposed budget at this meeting. It was supposed to have been done last meeting. The hotel motel receipts for November, $1,211. That's low because some of the hotels don't report on time. So the next months will probably be higher as they all come in. The total received this year, and our year begins on May 1st, this year is $62,605.14. The current funds that we have on hand as of November in the general fund is $262,101.62. The state revenues are 54,000, of $449.67. That's an error there. Total funds on hand, $316,551.29 as of November the 15th. No expenditures have been made for salaries, honorariums, or personal services. It is recommended that the board grant the treasurer permission to pay recurring budgeted expenses that may occur between said meetings. That is the summary of the report. We will need to go through the budget.
Oh, that's right. Can we do two things? Can we break up the recurring bills and then the treasurer and then the budget? It should actually be two line items. So I don't want the recurring bills to be part of the budget. They should be two separate line items.
That's fine.
Anybody have any?
I mean, you either adopt the treasurer report or you don't.
No, that means we have to adopt them all and either reject them all. That means we have to adopt the budget and then we are in doing that. I would like to adopt the bills. Okay. Look, one of the things that we have is we have a standing agreement that the treasurer can pay all of the outstanding bills that are under contract or that are reoccurring. Okay. Pastor Ray and I had a conversation that, hey, you can pay this, okay? He says that the new board does not know about that. So what I'm saying is let's go ahead and adopt what's outstanding, the bills, and not tie that to the treasurer report, because those are two separate things. The budget is not tied to the lineman or the insurance bill. That's how you chose to put it.
I'm making a recommendation. You can either accept my recommendation or not. That's all I'm saying. My recommendation is that we adopt a budget, however you want to change it. And I'm also recommending that I be given permission to pay recurring bills between me. That's my recommendation.
You can either accept the recommendation.
And then you can make a separate one afterwards.
But no offense, that's like me saying that I'm going to adopt a resolution to buy beer, but then I'm going to also adopt the resolution to pay my rent too. I mean, those two separate things.
The only recurring bill is the lawn.
That's
right?
It.
Don't we have insurance too? Insurance.
That's not recurring.
Okay.
Insurance is not a recurring bill.
Because he let it lapse. We didn't have a meeting. Okay. It lapsed, so we start over. It's not recurring. It's costing us double this year than it now because it lapsed.
It won't even be offered again.
His company is the one that's offering it. You know, his wife's company. But the point is that because we let it lapse, we're not grandfathered anymore. Our rate is about double what it was, and so it's not recurring until we do the first one, and then it'll be recurring. But it's not recurring now because what we had is gone.
New company is State Farm.
Same company. When we don't have meetings, we don't have what we're supposed to do. We cancel. You don't approve the minutes or things of this nature. Bills can't be paid, and we didn't pay State Farm on time. We lost the contract.
How long have you been without insurance?
We've been for at least since August.
Oh wow.
The bottom line is, man, we need some structure.
Yeah.
They need some structure with all this stuff that's going on.
I take care of business. When we vote on it here, I don't call to me after the meeting, don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? I know at least five of us in here that's been part of an organization or fraternity or somewhere. We go by Robert's Rules of Order as well. We have an agenda. Like, just like with this recurring thing, if we want to vote for Mr. Wright to do that, we need to make a motion or put that in place so he can be able to vote for this recurring bill and any other recurring bills that may come in place. But those things like that, if we want to pay it every month, it has to be an official agenda item where it can be understood.
To your understanding, I'm the one that suggested to you that we would bring it back to this board because there are seven new people on the board who are not aware of the fact that 2 years ago we voted that we would pay recurring bills, and somebody might say, Kristen, we didn't vote to pay that. So I thought that this board needs to reaffirm that could be done. So I put it in the treasurer's report. I didn't think it would be a big deal, you know. Just
but not even just with the bill part, just everything, just this, just the way this whole meeting has just been coming about. Like, we don't have no structure. Like, we didn't have a meeting last month. I mean, we have to really set in stone. Like, we're going to have a meeting the first Monday.
Thank you.
Every month at 4:30 or 4 o'clock. Let it be every Monday, 4:30 or 4 o'clock, unless we get a early enough time's notice if something has to change. But if we just doing stuff or just having meetings and then just, and I mean, even with the agenda should pretty much be almost the same every month when it comes to the order of it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know,
you're exactly right.
Everything else comes after that, because you what we're doing is like we scramble.
Yeah, you know, what I got,
we're saying another thing, we're arguing about this, we're arguing about
what I got from Mr. Hillary, what I got from this was, don't put this, put these in this order. Put this before this, put this before this, put this before this. That wasn't the same order. And usually we have invocation, then we have approval of the minutes, then we have approval of the minutes of the treasurer's report. But all these other things were put in front of the treasurer's report. And I'm following the instructions of the president.
And it's an adendum. I would like to get these budgets earlier so that we can actually have time to look through them and see before we have to commit to a vote.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get the email, but they were sent to you.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I sent them to everybody Friday, you know.
We should be out of the meeting. And look, if y'all want the meetings conducted formally, that's fine. I try to conduct them informally because we're talking about the people's business. But I'm not going to respond to a bunch of what my grandmother said.
At the same time, and we're here for the SED. All we've been doing is just been arguing over some stuff. We're trying to help the South Side move forward and progress. We can't be arguing about this stuff.
I totally agree with you. We have an existing resolution for the treasurer to pay every single bill. Now, that's almost like me saying every time a new board comes in, they have to rewrite the plan, or every time a new city council comes in, they have to rewrite the charter. And I expressed that to Pastor Wright. But he's the treasurer and the secretary.
I wanted the people to know.
You're not recognized.
Mr. Chairman, I just think the people need
you're
to know.
You're not recognized. Right.
You just need,
recognized.
Y'all need to know when
you're
I'm writing a check.
You're not recognized. And what I've said to Pastor Wright is this. There was a time where it was him, Ms. Ballinwall, and Mr. Jones. I served 9 other commissioners. I get input from 9 other commissioners. This is not my organization. You guys can look at another of these. It's not his organization. It's not Mr. Ballinwall's organization. I'm not against the city.
Mr. Chairman, can we move on to the treasurer's report? I got to go. Can we move on to the treasurer's report?
You can leave. But what I'm saying is that
I got to leave before you do the
vote. I don't think that anyone here would have objected to paying the yard man, to paying the insurance, to paying reoccurring bills. But he refused to pay them.
You just put a motion on the bank. I second the motion. Okay. Can we vote on that? Yes. That he has the authority to pay the reoccurring and those bills.
Yes.
Let's get it done, please. Roll call, please.
Well, he said that the insurance was not reoccurring, so we need to state.
He said those reoccurring bills.
The only reoccurring bill that we have is the yard man. That's the only reoccurring bill.
But that's because you created a new rule. Just say all bills. All bills. All bills that come.
Without the board knowing.
You're not going to get anywhere.
You don't want to do that.
Commissioner Wright, can you state every bill that's due, please?
No, sir. I don't know every bill to the penny.
All right. And I need to go.
The only recurring bill that you have.
What are the bills that you have now?
Okay. I'm going to come back with attending.
State Farm Insurance. The glass company, the yard man, the tech man that does our website, and he's done. We have bills that we have not received yet from the garbage bin that was put in front of the seed building. It's going to come. We haven't received it.
How much is the glass? How
How much is the glass
bill? 1,000-something. I don't know the top of my head.
How much is the yard bill?
It's about $600.
That's not in your report.
It's just his name.
Okay.
Then not the amount.
Okay. Without being difficult, what you are doing, can you state the bills that need to be paid so we can give you a motion to pay them?
All of them need to be paid.
What are they?
What are they?
We need to know what they have.
And how much?
I don't have that information in front of me today because that's not the way we've been doing it.
Okay, so let me ask this, Commissioner Wright. Can you pull that information and disseminate that information by email to the other commissioners? And then what we can do is say yay or nay. You tally those, you and Mr. Little.
You can't do it without those. Can't do it without a meeting.
We can't do it
by phone.
Well, can we do it by Zoom? We can't do it by Zoom.
No. You can't do it by email.
Okay. No. Let me pose a different.
And it has to be in the minutes. That's the key.
No.
What we have to do is, in the previous board before this came, the city doubted the veracity of our actions. So they wanted to make sure that whatever they were dispersing had been approved by the board, because in the past, some vouchers got sent to the city paying people that wasn't approved by the board. And so they put a procedure in place to protect us. It says, so they don't have to know the amount, they just have the name of the person.
Commissioner Wright, let me ask you this. In the interest of time, can we do this? Can you disseminate that information to
sure.
us? We call a special quorum to come back, put it in the minutes, and we move forward.
But that minutes got to be approved.
We're going to approve them or not approve them.
You can't prove them until they've been written.
Once we do the quorum, once we come back and say, hey, we have Commissioner Wright's information, we know all the bills that are due, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it in the minutes. Are we approving this or we're not approving it? And if we're approving it, then let's do it detailed. What you have the authority to do. So, and we move forward.
I got something that will solve this. Mr. Gilbert, will y'all agree to this? I would like to motion this, and Mr. Gilbert, this may solve your thing, that the board give the authority to the president, the vice president, and the secretary to pay the bills that are due.
But that's still not transparency to the board. The board doesn't know what the itemized calculations are that are due.
But I'm talking about that past due.
But they still don't know what the amounts are.
But he already knows that.
He may know. The board doesn't know.
They're all, okay.
They on where? He said he don't have that information.
He does.
Not in front of me right now.
Because
he's asking me to the penny. If I give you an estimate, that wouldn't be correct because I don't have the invoices in front of me.
Go ahead, Mr.
So, first off, do we have a motion on the floor or anything?
No.
It was. Okay. It's been floated all out in the air.
All right. So, my suggestion would be that we pay the past due bills or whatever pending what Mr. Wright give us, what the numbers are. Because I think we need to go to, we need to, us as a board, probably we need to look at these bylaws and see how we need to adjust or amend those things to make sure that we are in a more structured environment, because this is just too much.
I need to come to the nonprofit
city office. That would be my suggestion. Like, allow Mr. Wright, whoever person that's over paying to do what's owed. Once he give us the numbers or whatever, and then go to the drawing board.
I can make a motion for you to honor the previous board authorization. Okay,
I'm saying what we got behind, because right now, you know, we behind on some stuff. We ain't got no more current bills. Our insurance is messed up. You know, all these things. I'm just saying what we currently owe, whatever those numbers is. Mr. Wright just gave us some roundabout, but we don't have an accurate account. If we want to be transparent,
right,
to let the board know. But if we agree to allow him to pay the bills once pending, or him giving us those accurate numbers, then we could go to the drawing board on another meeting to explain, or at least put some parameters in place on how we need to move forward when it comes to paying bills, when it comes to conducting meetings, and all this stuff, because it's not just the meeting. It's not just the paper part that's out of line. We got a whole
Mr. Gillery, where we had it set up is that if the bills were within a budgeted item and we have approved the budget, then basically we paid those particular bills. But we also represented them to the board, because the city, unfortunately, we can't. Well, the city has to see it in the minutes, you know, and they don't have to know the exact amount. They have to say, Joe Blow, you approve of us to play Joe Blow, Sam Smith, whatever. They got to see it in the minutes.
So that's what I'm saying.
Even if we prove this tonight, you follow, the approval of these minutes won't be until the next meeting. That's
that's not it.
We won't approve the minutes for tonight's meeting until next month.
Right now, we'll be talking all night. Okay? Another way y'all can do this is this. And can you make a motion that the president will simply just pay the bills? And that'll be done.
That's against your bylaws.
It's not against the bylaws.
Make
that's why
way.
I say I make it's not this by making
the president can sign the bill back to
no.
But what you're trying to say is basically there's no way the bills can be paid unless you want to pay them.
No, I'm saying there's no way it can be paid unless they've been approved by the board and the city, and they appear in the minutes.
Well, can I tell you? So why don't you tell me the way you want the motion to be read? Tell me what you want.
I read it to you in my report. It's either you adopt a treasurer's report or you don't. If you adopt a treasurer's report and you don't like whichever part you don't like, we adopt a treasurer's report without that particular part. You follow?
Okay. I make a motion that we adopt the payment of the bills listed in the treasurer report. We adopt the payment of the bills listed in treasurer report.
Are we adding Ron Hastings' bill into that?
He hasn't sent a bill.
Okay.
Ron Hastings, yeah.
Well, then,
no.
I second it.
Okay, yeah.
Let's move.
Call for the vote.
Ms. Stevenson.
Aye.
Mr. Teague. Mr. Hall.
Aye.
Mr. Gillery.
Yes.
Mr. Reed. Ms. Reed, I mean. Ms. Douglas.
Yes.
Brother Little.
Aye.
Brother Wright. Nay.
Why do you keep leaving me out?
I'm sorry. Your name must not be on this list. Oh, I'm sorry. You should have been after me. I'm sorry, Sister Smith. Sister Smith. All right, okay.
Just give Mr.
Dalawal.
Yes.
Y'all got my nerves up, but I don't get it. Okay. Mr.
Dalawal,
how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Eyes have it. And
now you need to take an action on the treasurer's report.
I make a motion that we there's not two separate items. We've already moved on that. We didn't accept the treasurer's report.
Okay. Well, then that's the end of the financing.
No, we did not.
You tabled that also.
No, we didn't table that. When we don't do that, what the city will do is they will plug in a number. And then we can come back and modify our budget.
But any time the city has to plug it in, of course, it means we haven't done our business. That's what I'm trying to say. They give you a generic.
You were not recognized.
And that's why, because I'm never recognized. Okay. The point is, the fact is, when it comes to
the whole meeting,
I did. You think I did?
Action item number 10, the board will consider the report of the state of the crime reduction committee in its recommendation. Number one, approve the second draw of $500 for 8 of the 10 mini grants recipient. Number 2, 5-year projections and budget requests.
Question.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
You're making a mistake. You did not go through your financial people with people who are here who've never seen our financial picture. They've never seen our budget. They've never seen our income. And by killing the treasurer's report, you don't get none of that.
Well, then, let me withdraw that. Okay,
that's the kind of problem we have, Mr. Chairman. You're in the chair of meeting, man.
You can get the budget. I thought you were talking about something.
The half of this packet is your financial report.
Well, go ahead and go through the budget. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's why I was telling you should have started this first, because this is the big part, the money part. Basically, folks, we have, for the new people who are here, and I think this Brother Douglas's first meeting. So we have our income coming from one source. It comes from the hotel motel revenues, roughly averaging somewhere around $10,000 a month. Sometimes it's seven, sometimes it's six. Like last month, it was one. Because these hotels don't report their taxes on time. Whenever it does, it's going to work out to roughly, on your budget sheet there you see, we budgeted last year $120,000. The city plugged those numbers in for us because we didn't take time. We got into arguments like this and didn't send the budget in. So they plugged in numbers for us, and we locked to them. You know, we're trying to do it proactive. We were supposed to turn it in last month, you follow? But we didn't meet. So here we are. We have an anticipated income of $120,000 from sales taxes, basically, alone. We have about $54,000 that was given to us by Katrina Jackson 3 years ago, and we haven't spent it. It was $75,000. We got $54,000 left of the $75,000. The budget that we based, that I'm proposing to you, which you can alter, but you have to have something to work from, is that we only budget on the recurring income that we know we have coming, which is on the sales tax, which is $120,000. In the yellow is what I'm suggesting that we would propose, that we would do it. It can be changed, it can be altered, but this is numbers for you to start with. On our legal services, whatever that happened to be, $3,000. Professional services, last time we budgeted 50, but we didn't use but three. So we are suggesting that this time that we would budget four. For the repairs and maintenance, that's the catch-all that we use to spend to fix the building with. So far, for the building, basically, it was $127,000 that we spent fixing the building. It's not complete because it doesn't have any furnishings or anything in it. Any IT has been done or any of that. So the other, we're estimating
$35,000. Excuse me, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody looking for yellow.
It's in your packet. It's got a yellow sheet like that.
We got black.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yours ain't black. I'm sorry. It ain't yellow. It's like that. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's on the end. It's shaded gray. It should be. Is it shaded gray?
No.
It ain't even shaded. White. Well, I blame that on speed print. But it's the last column I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
So where's the
54? We're at the repairs and maintenance. We spent $127,000 this year doing the building, the roof, the everything. But it's not complete because we didn't do any interiors. So there's no furnishings, there's no IT, there's no anything like that. And this other $35,000 I'm suggesting that y'all might want to do more. But staying within that $120,000, the safe neighborhood. It's suggested that each one of the committees, the standing committees that we have. Last year we did $50,000 for each committee, for them to hire consultants, experts, engineers, or whatever else to get their plans together. And we appropriated the monies. We appropriated $50,000 for infrastructure. That's where the Hastings things come from. We appropriated $50,000 for safe neighborhoods, housing, and all of each one. This time we're only suggesting $25,000 for each one. For printing, $500, for supplies, $100, and utilities, if assuming that the building will be open and that we might have utility bills, $2,400. It's $145,000 worth of expenses. We only expecting $120,000 to come in, which would mean we'd be using some of our fund balance, or we can cut it down to match what our income is. Yes.
So I have a question in reference to the DBE and business expansion.
Yes.
It was adopted last year, I'm assuming, for $75,000.
Yes.
But this time you're dropping down to $25,000.
Right.
Can you explain the difference? As to
everyone, all four of them. All four of them is $25,000.
No, you have a line item for DBE. You're saying, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're dropping all of them.
Everybody's at $25,000.
And the reason for dropping them to that low?
Because most of the studies that were supposed to have been done were done, like the safe housing study was done already, and it's been paid for. The hasting thing has been done. It's already done. They didn't have anything this year.
They didn't have anything. What you mean by
that? It wasn't anything that was budgeted to them this year. For expenses, since May, there has been no expenditures for the DBE committee because it hasn't met.
So the DBE did not meet at all.
From May 1st. This is actual from May 1st to now.
So from May 1st up until November, you're saying DBE did not
meet? No, it hasn't met. Hasn't met in a year.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, now I want this to be transcribed into the record.
Excuse me, I'm not arguing about this, Ms. Chairman. This is something for y'all to change around.
I'm not arguing, but what I'm saying is when you transcribe the minutes, I want it to be verbatim.
I'm not transcribing the minutes. You're going to pay a company to do it. I'm not doing it. That take too much time.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is when you put this in these minutes.
Oh, these minutes.
Yeah, okay. You characterize that. If we don't approve this budget, we're locked in by the city.
No, I'm saying if we don't approve a budget.
If you don't approve a budget,
the city will put numbers in for you like they did last year and year before last, because we got in meetings like this and went to Ogden and never turned in anything. And so they have to have something to give to the city council when they start having budget hearings. And so they plug in numbers for you.
Mr. Church.
And you can come back and change them if you want later, but it doesn't. But it looks bad on our part for them to know that we don't ever do our work.
Mr. Church, okay. Now, can I please ask my question?
It does, but Tony, it just takes so much time when you keep doing all that.
But you characterized the budget as that if we don't approve this, we're locked in.
To whatever the city puts in.
Okay. I didn't interrupt. Can I please say what I want to say? You characterize this new commission that if we do not approve this budget, in which was written by you, that we're locked into these numbers.
No, sir, I did not characterize that. I told you these were my suggestions, and if we don't submit the city, no, sir, you cannot. Don't mischaracterize what I said. What I said is that the city will give, if we don't turn in a budget by the end of this month, the city will give some generic numbers that they will put in at our place. And they have been doing it every year because we get into meetings like this and argue and never turn in anything. Now, we can come back later and revise the budget anytime we get ready, but we've never done that. We've been locked in what they gave us.
Can I please ask my question?
I just need to. Let's get this done. Don't talk.
In your statements, you said that we're locked into these numbers. Okay, but
I did not say that.
Okay. Let me correct the record. If we don't approve this budget tonight,
a budget tonight,
what happens is the city plugs in based upon our previous revenue, a budget based on our previous revenue. They give a general what we took in. I just want to clarify that. Okay. That's what I'm playing.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I'm talking. Okay, now, Thank you, Kamala.
Now,
the second thing is, you also said that we have $60,000 left from Senator Jackson.
54.
Now, I just got a report from Lee, and I had this discussion from you, and you may want to look at your number. So you're saying that we have $60,000 left, but that's not what the city said. So who's
the city report? The reports they sent us must be wrong, because all the reports are exactly from the city. They're right on these sheets.
Can you show it to me?
I can't show you that, because I don't know what you talked to Lee about.
No, because
if you're going to go behind me and check, then you be the treasurer.
Hold on. So you said
you didn't ask me.
You
won't come jump me in front of everybody.
I'm asking you to show the board based upon what you said, a number.
What?
You can figure by numbers.
No, they don't. They don't send us. They don't send us the numbers. They put it all in there together.
But you, the treasurer, can you?
They broke it out the last time, and it was in our last report that we adopted.
Well, can you show us?
It was in the last report that we adopted. Why you want to get in front of and argue about this kind of stuff? This is why we don't get a budget approved, because when we get down to it, he quivers over little bitty stuff like that, and then the city goes in and puts in a budget for us.
That's right.
I'm just asking a question.
I told you what it is, and whatever Lee told you, he lied. It's $54,000.
Okay, that's fine. Okay,
we're
fine.
Oh, I can count. Okay. I can't do nothing else.
Too.
I sure can.
Okay, so
only thing I'm saying, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we have to approve a budget. If you don't approve one, the city is going to put in some numbers for you. They're gonna guess. They're gonna look at what you did last year, and they're gonna guess. And it may not be what you want. But a budget is supposed to be your guiding figure. And if you budgeted $25,000 for something, I don't have to come back and get approval from the board as long as that is an approved budget item. That's why you don't have to do the little small individual things. If it's in the budget and we've approved it. But if the city put it in, we didn't approve it.
Well, my only comment is this.
Can we get the budget approved, please?
No, we have new commissioners, and I would like them to have more knowledge of this. And when you go line by line, we're going into a direction. I would like them to have more knowledge of this. I would like a number, and I'd like them to be able to study as to what their priorities are, not yours.
I didn't give a priority. I told you from the start that this is just a starting point for you to be able to change. You can change any one of the numbers, but I suggest that you stay within the amount of money that you take in.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's what the new commissioners want. I just wanted to clarify those two things.
Do you have any suggestions for the budget other than what he's already proposed? Do you have some?
That's what I'm asking. Yes, what do you?
To me, if the city plugs in the numbers the same as if we put
up. No, I'm saying based upon what he's presented tonight, do you have, like, from the line items, do you have any amendments that you think you would look at differently?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think all the money should be to go directly to committees, because I think that the committees should be evaluated for their effectiveness. Because some of the communities are not affected.
So you think it should be in a lower?
Yes.
You're saying a lower?
Yes. I want the strategic planning committee to evaluate the effectiveness of the committee, not that we're just out producing certain things and we're doing certain things. I want them to evaluate it, and then we appropriate our money to effectiveness. I mean, we spent money on nice pictures, we spent money on this, and we spent money on that. But what is the return on that?
So what do you propose that number should be?
That's all we just need the number.
He wants a number.
I want a number.
We want you to
give us a number. That's
that
all.
That number should be.
What number you think?
The overall number is what. You're right on the overall number.
Well, I mean, line items. I'm not married to none of this. This is just a proposal. Just say what you think it ought to be.
I mean, that's fine. I'll go with.
I mean, you had it before today's meeting.
He said he'll go with your line items.
I'll go with your.
So for clarity, you're saying that you're okay with the 25 for the four different committees.
No, I don't. No, what I'm saying
is,
those things can always be amended.
What I'm saying is,
they can always be brought back.
They can be amended. That's all I'm saying. They can be amended.
Okay.
We're meeting the statutory requirement of submitting the budget with amendments.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
What are the amendments?
I make a motion accepted with amendments.
What are the amendments?
He'll come up with those.
They don't know. They haven't had a chance to evaluate the committees. They haven't.
When you say with amendments, that means that somebody has made an amendment to it.
No, not yet. He was saying.
Oh, no, obviously, you can always change the budget.
Yeah.
So you don't have to say with amendments.
Okay, so she already.
Yeah, so I mean, we're fine. I'm not
making a motion that we accept the budget with changes to be decided at a later date, but to keep the budget itself.
I second that. I'm saying this. Commissioner Wright does a wonderful job at all of these things. But I'm simply saying, at the same time, we need to consider other opinions as well. That's it.
We got that. We're just waiting on the vote.
Roll call.
He already seconded.
So yeah, we're waiting on the vote.
Roll call.
Who made the motion?
I did.
And it was seconded by?
Tony.
Attorney Smith did it first.
Mr. Hall? Mr. Guillory?
Yes.
Ms. Reed, she's gone. Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
Mr. Little?
Yes.
Mr. Wright? Aye. Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Dollywall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I need to go over with the board members what their financial situation is. I told you that's why they should have been first.
Oh, we thought he was good.
You're right. Can I just tell you, I don't mind the way you considered it. Didn't put your pride
thing. No, what I'm saying, I told you I had to go. I messed up my meeting that I was supposed to go to. So, but the point is, when you have new people here, they have never seen our financial situation. They don't know what it is. We can't rush through it. That's what I'm trying to say. All these people are intelligent. We ain't got no hope they don't understand. Our balance sheet, which shows the monies that we have, basically the money is held by the city. We don't write checks at sea. They have to, by statute, the city writes all of the checks. But they keep our finances and they keep everything for us. And so they're telling us that what our income was, our assets. And they're saying that basically we have total assets and financial assets of $262,101.62, which was in the report. And then they're telling us what our fund expenditures was down at the bottom. Altogether, we had $366. We spent out the expenditures party leaves us with a balance in our account of $262,101. Of that, supposed to be $54,000, but he says that they told him something different. But when I called, they told me $54,000.
I didn't say that. I said when I read the document, I thought we had spent most of that on the building.
No, we didn't. Okay, we told them to do that, but they didn't charge you to that. They put it under repairs.
Okay, then you're right.
The income statement shows I'm on the next sheet now. This was just one sheet. The income statement is basically showing what our income was, where it came from. And it shows the annual, what we budgeted. Now this budgeted amount was an amount that the city put in for us. We didn't put that in because we didn't turn in one. And it tells our year to date where we spent all from May 1st up until November the 15th. This report is of current, and this is each one of the committees, what was spent for insurance. If you see on insurance, you see we spent $5,693.36, which is higher than we spent last year, and that still didn't renew it, because we still got another bill from them, primarily because we don't get the discount for being a continuous customer. Let's go and turn the page. The other items you see for the different committees, which was the Safe Neighborhoods, Infrastructure, and Insurance, and the DBE committee. We said DBE expenses, that means the DBE committee. That's what was there. It was budgeted for them to have $75,000. They were budgeted to spend $75,000. They only spent zero because the committee didn't meet. Okay.
So y'all didn't have anything going on with DBE?
Didn't meet at all.
Nothing.
Okay. And so the other expenses you see there. So all together, they're telling you what your income was and what your expenses were, and a total. They matched the numbers that I had in the report. Now the expense ledger is a listing check by check of the checks that we've written since May 1st, and what categories they fell upon. So that you can go back and redo. Now all these reports are on the website, in case you didn't. They're up under, you go up under legals and then go to finances, and you'll see most of these reports. We post them all. That's kind of self-explanatory when you go through the expense ledgers. Now behind the expense ledgers is the audit report. We did have a compilation audit report. That is the audit report from Ms. Goldie Hopper, who is our auditor. And of course, we don't get findings in this because if she doesn't do a exhaustive audit, we're below the level that requires a full audit. She just compiles it for us. There is an error that she's going to correct, and I want to call it to your attention. On the last page, page 13 of the audit report, she has listed Ms. Anna Reed being a board member as of April 30th, and that was incorrect. And she's sending that to the auditor to get that straight. That should have been, Marty Campbell. But it has been filed. The audit has been filed with the legislative auditor. Now that's the essence of your financial report. Now, if you don't get these reports, folks, most times they're posted online. We got different people up there giving different numbers. What's happening is that if we don't. They take all the funds that we have and jumble it in together for resources that we have. If we get new monies from a state and they separate it off. So we have to keep track of it ourselves, knowing what we have spent to it. Sometimes we'll send an invoice and say, charge it to the state money, and they don't. And so, therefore, we still have monies left because they didn't charge it the way they were supposed to because they put the budget together, so they charge it to whatever they want to put it to. That's the financial report that is a part of the treasury report. I try my best to be accurate. I do need for you to know what the procedure is, since y'all are new. When a bill comes, I have to sign an invoice and a writ of requisition. I sign it for the city to pay it. They ain't gonna pay it unless I sign it. And it has to have the copy of the minutes, invoices, receipts, and all that kind of stuff. And then they check them, and I have to highlight on the minutes that part of the minutes that says that they approve you paying this. We've been getting away with it because routinely when we do the minutes, I go home that same night and write the minutes so I can pay the bills the next day. We had never had a problem with them not being approved. But now the minutes are not being approved, and I don't want to be sending it to them, and it turns out that they weren't approved minutes. So, unfortunately, that slows the process down because it means now you can't, even anything we got now can't be approved until the next time we have a meeting. We have had a problem, Mr. Chairman, and to the board. We don't meet consistently. The first Monday in month is when we're supposed to meet. We cancel meetings, we change the times. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock, sometimes it's 2 o'clock, sometimes it's 4:30, sometimes it nobody can plan their schedule that way. And what happens when we don't have a meeting, when we miss a meeting, it means you're also missing paying your bills for that month, and because you have to, they don't trust us, so they require us to have everything in the minutes. Sure. And that's bottom line. So I don't want to be in a situation where I send it in and they say, "Wait, where's the minutes?" Then they go back and say, "But this minutes wasn't approved yet," because in the past there wasn't no question about it, But now in the last two meetings, the minutes haven't been approved. So what we got is still in a situation where the past bills can't be paid because it's not going to show up in the minutes anywhere.
We can't get authorization.
That'll be in the next month's meeting when you approve.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I'm the one who negotiated that deal.
But you negotiated it, but that is what they're holding us to.
But Attorney Prebaum himself, and I have this in writing, when you send in the minutes, he does not have a problem with you sending in what happened.
I understand, but what happens is, Tony, if I send in the minutes and said this is an accurate account of the meeting, and it turns out that wasn't an accurate account of the meeting, then I send in a fraudulent report. That's what I'm trying to say.
But they just voted tonight to approve them, so you can send them in tomorrow.
It has to be in that vote that you made tonight has to be in the minutes, but that minute won't be approved until next month.
You're right. We haven't been doing that.
I know that's what I just got through saying. We haven't been doing it until we got to where we don't approve the minutes. I'm risking sending it in. I stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, write all the minutes, send it in the next day, and pay the bills.
So but
they
won't not pay the bills. So when you send that in, I'll sign it, and you won't have a problem.
But that's not what your bylaws say.
It
doesn't say you sign it.
Yeah, but let's go ahead and get out of this because it's a bad look on the
CDB board. You're right. You know what?
It's my job to do this, Tony. I know what my job is. I remember I halfway wrote the bylaws. I know what my job is. Okay. So the idea is that the treasurer is your gatekeeper. He makes sure that you follow all of the rules. And the rules are that we're supposed to send minutes in showing that that expenditure has been approved. I've been doing it. That's what I'm saying. I've been doing it by sitting up at night, typing the minutes over, and sending them in the next day to get the bills paid, on the assumption that those minutes are going to be approved. But when they're not approved, that means that I sent the city something that was not approved and told them that it was.
So are you saying the motion we gave you is not sufficient?
It will be next month when you approve the minutes of this meeting.
So that's
you're right. We never had to do that.
That's what I've been trying
that's
to tell
another
you.
Rule we you just created.
No, sir. You have to approve your minutes. You're getting a lawyer now to go through the minutes just to see if they're correct.
You're right. We've given you that authority, and the previous board has given you that authority.
What I'm trying to say is that if every set of minutes is going to go to a lawyer to make sure that the minutes is correct, then
right,
I don't want
to
be
going to a lawyer for. If you want to sit up and we add one by one.
She just told you she read the September minutes, and wasn't nothing in those September minutes that is talked about the item that you were talking about.
Just say that you're not going to pay the bills.
I'm going to pay the bills when I have the approved minutes to send with them.
Okay.
And otherwise, I will be lying if I send them something saying the board approved it and they did not.
So can you do a special meeting just specifically just to adopt a meeting?
But that's not what we have. Approved.
You haven't been doing that. And that's what I just said that. We haven't been doing it in the past. I've been going out on a limb doing it under the, because we had an understanding that I was going to give you, I transcribed the tape, and then make the minutes the next day, send it to the city, pay the bills.
Do we have anything else on this?
I have to come
in. Is there any public comment?
Can I add one?
Go ahead.
I would encourage all of us to read C's bylaws.
You should.
So in case you want to make any changes for the future, and I will also propose Attorney Jessica Williams as an attorney for the board. If no other people, if Kevin doesn't want it, I'm not going to do it due to a conflict. If anybody else, if we feel like we need one, but I can talk to her on the board's behalf to see if she's willing to do it pro bono like Kevin was. But I think you'll be hard pressed to find an attorney who is not willing to charge something.
No, we will. So if there's nothing else,
you got number 10,
action item number 10. The board will consider the report of safety and emergency crime reduction and approve the second draw of 8 out of 10 mini grant recipients. I think we're going to lose our quorum. Mini grants for 5 group projections and budget receipts.
Can you explain what that is?
Can you? You're right. Go ahead.
Okay. And I thought the second draw was $1,000.
It's $500, and you'll get a third draw when you finish. We don't give out any draws without the receipts. You got to have a receipt, so it's for a specific project. You turn in the receipts of what you've done. So we gave the first draw up front, and you turned the receipts in for it. Now we're going to give another $500, you're going to get a receipt for that. At the end, you get the last one, you're going to turn it. If we give everybody that last $1,000 and no receipts, you won't get it. Because we have two of them that haven't turned the receipt in yet.
On the expense ledger detail, listen, those people have not gotten $1,000 already.
So no one is, if it don't say $1,000, everybody has received $1,000.
Yeah, the first one. Because
it's $2,000 total. It's $2,000. Uh-huh. And everyone got the first $1,000. Mm-hmm. And basically, they turned in their reports. We had two meetings, our committee had two meetings. They turned in the photographs and the reports of what was necessary. Some people didn't come to the committee meeting, and so now we're suggesting that those who did, those eight that did, seven of them that did, that we give them the second $500, when it's over with at the end, we're suggesting after they've turned in all the receipts that we reimburse them for the last $500. We have to make sure that this stuff looks easy for us right now. 3 years from now, when some politician decides he wants to go through this and pick it apart, He's going to look for receipts. He's going to look for everything. And I'm just trying to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's, because I can hear some politicians saying, you turned in minutes to the city and they had never been approved.
My thing is, I think you need to do everybody the same. Because if you're requiring people to pay and then get reimbursed, paying their money and then get reimbursed,
No, this is just the last part.
That's still $500.
But it is.
So what I'm saying is, I think anybody you give a contract to needs to be up under the same guidelines.
That's where we've been doing it. That's what, when you got your CEA from your book bag thing, you turned in the receipts. You got your money. You follow? And everybody else who?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get your.
I spent the money and then gave.
What I'm saying, but you did turn in the receipts. That's what I'm saying. So we now give the money.
Yeah, but I didn't have that money to spend.
Oh well, I wouldn't have treasured him.
What? Fire him.
I wouldn't have treasured. I'm just trying. I've been. See, folks, I handle Ms. Robertson and others. I handle grants all over. I know what the audits look like. You know, and I've been audited before. And fellas, when they audit you, they look for every little T, every little dot, and the auditor assumes that you took something or you did something illegally, and all he needs to get is just a little smoke, and then they start looking for everything. And I'm trying to make sure that we follow the rules, and if we don't follow the rules, and it's basically on me. That's what you hired me for. You select me to be the treasurer for that reason.
Yeah,
I can bet you I'm hard on the dollars, folks. I don't give them away.
I'm just saying everybody needs to be on the same guideline.
I think so.
Because if you give somebody else some money and they don't put the money up front to pay it back, then you reimburse them. That's unfair.
But all of the mini grant people operated the exact same way.
I'm not talking about just mini grants.
Oh, I think it should be that way for everything.
I'm saying be that way for everybody.
I think so.
You're requiring us to spend. So now.
I agree.
You know.
You ain't getting no argument from me.
Okay. But I just think it's fair.
It is.
So.
It because once you give the person the money, all the money up front, you ain't gonna get them receipts. Because some got the money up front and didn't even come to report for the $1,000.
Yeah. So when are we gonna have our next meeting?
Huh? Which one?
For the last two people to turn the next stuff. Or we just turn it in.
Oh, you just
turn
it in.
Well, the first Monday of January is the 6th, but I won't be here unless we can move the time back. But that's the next person.
I have tried, since I've been here, to say that all state organizations are supposed to have a calendar of meetings. The dates are supposed to be printed on your website. You meet on this particular date. If it's a holiday and you're going to have a special meeting, you change that meeting to that day. But your schedule, if it's first Monday at 5 o'clock or 4:30 is when it meets, and everybody knows that when they get on the board, they know either I can come at that time or I can't. Before I accept it. But we can't have a meeting where we change, it's 4 o'clock this month, 2 o'clock this month. Next month we say, I ain't gonna have no meeting this month because I ain't got my stuff together, so we're gonna skip the meeting this month. We have it later. Or in the case of Mr. Dollarwine, for example, he took his month saying that he's ought to be out of town in a month, but he reserved the first Monday in November so he could come to the meeting. But then we didn't have the meeting the first Monday. He don't like to miss a meeting. So then when we have a meeting later on in the meeting, he misses. We gotta have a calendar of meetings that says these are when we meet. You know which day the city council meets on. You know which day the school board meets on. I-20 board, everybody, they all have a calendar of standard meetings. You cannot cancel a meeting because you ain't got your vote together. You know, the people that you want to be to vote for it or vote against it. It has to be that particular day.
Who are the 8 people of those 10 mini-grant recipients that we are voting on tonight?
They all except the one with Miss, what her name, Miss?
Marjorie
Douglas and Mr. Damien Cole. They didn't turn in any reports. They're all supposed to be finished.
How are they evaluated?
We gave them a very simple evaluation. They were supposed to send us.
You say we?
The committee gave them a set of evaluations. Very simple. Give us photographs of what you've been doing and a summary. what you've been doing, and basically the receipts for what you spent. So if we gave you $1,000, you've given us a receipt for $1,000, and then you're showing us what you did. Simple. It's the, I wish some of them grants I had was that easy. You know, that's easy reporting.
Put them on the jump drive.
And they gave them to us on a jump drive, all their pictures. And one of them had to do videos, and those videos were too big to put on that little thing, but I can send them to you. They finished all five of them. I sent them to the chairman today, so he has them. But generally, our structure, folks, has been, and you may want to change it, but we've been operating what we had four committees. Everything goes to committee first. Committee. Now we might want to change that, but the committee,
the committee vets it. You're right. Within the scope of what you're talking about.
What am I supposed to be talking about?
No, that's not within the scope.
What am I supposed to be talking about?
The grants.
You're not talking about the committee structure. I know that you think you run out. That's not within the scope of what you're talking about. Now you run my own, but that's not within the scope of what you're talking about.
Let me just call out the names of the committee.
You want to vote?
Call on
the vote. Just
say,
give me 3 minutes.
St. Matthew's Church of Christ, hold this. Are we voting yay or nay on it?
The committee's recommending all eight of them. You know, all eight of them, except for those two, which was
Douglas and
it's Life Changers.
And
whatever.
Kona Inc.
Huh?
Is it Kona Inc?
That's Kona Inc.
Kona Inc. And Life Changes.
And Citywide Gardening. He was absent.
But he sent it.
Oh, he did. Okay. Let me mark him in. And then we had a community cleanup.
And I guess I can say this. This is part of this committee's report. For the benefit of those who were there, the only reason we did the mini grants, because at city council meeting, a statement was made by the former director, we have $300,000 in the bank, and everybody in the audience started saying, well, what y'all doing just sitting on the money and not using it? Mm-hmm. So we came back and we said we were gonna do something to have visibility, showing we're doing a little something with the money that we have. So we did the mini grants, that we'd have 10 organizations out doing things in the name of seed. They've been on television and whatever else, and they give seed credit for it. That's why the mini grants came about, just to get basically publicity, showing that we are trying to do something, you know, in that area.
Can we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the second draw of the 8 of the 10 mini grant recipients who have complied with the rules and regulations.
Okay. All right. All right. I have to do roll call vote. Mr. Guillory.
Aye.
Mr. Douglas.
Aye.
Mr. Little.
Aye.
Mr. Wright. Aye. Mr. Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Dollywall.
Aye.
Ms. Stevenson.
Aye.
There was
another part to our report.
You
had another part? Yes, sir. I told you we were doing this other talk. We need to move it up first.
Okay, go.
If you look at your report, you see the 5-year projection from the committee. I think it's. Let me try to get to it. It's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One is that I lost my place. Okay. We have a 5-year projection. The committee basically asking every committee to look through the items that are supposed to be yours and give us a projection of how you plan to use your money. So our committee is asking for $25,000, which is in the budget, and showing how we plan to do it over the next 5 years and what our target for the committee would be. And generally, it's dealing with sidewalks, and then we're going to go in and get the mapping for what sidewalks and things the city already has planned to show what we plan to do in that area all the way down for 5 years. Public safety, community protection, and each one of those we submitted $5,000 for. This is in case we have to have studies, copies, whatever else to get that done. And basically, our recommendation is to the C board, and I need you to look at it. So don't call me after it's over with and say, I wasn't for that. You know, this is what our committee is recommending that we would do with our $25,000. And the others, we're asking them to do basically the same thing. You know, if you've been allotted $25,000 or $50,000, tell us how you plan on using it.
Okay. Commissioner,
that's our recommendation, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Commissioner Wright, I'm striking that because I've already told you I'm going to submit new rules from that. But we just
approved the budget with it in there.
Yeah, but that's not in the prerogative of the treasurer. That's in the prerogative of the secretary.
Did we not approve a budget with $25,000 in it for the house safe housing committee?
Yeah, but we
said it's not within the prerogative of the secretary. Of the treasurer to give the other committees what they.
I'm not. What I'm asking though, you saying you want to strike this? You said you want to strike this.
Don't call you afterwards. So I want, but I don't call you afterwards. So I'm telling you that.
So you're saying you're not accepting the report of the committee, because the committee is recommending that this is how we would use our funds.
No, we have. That's fine. Keep going.
Was it the prior committee or the new committee?
This is the same committee. We all this nice. He put some new people on it, but the new people were on it.
Oh, okay.
The new people were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And no, actually, we're all supposed to go to everybody's subcommittee meetings.
You're right.
Saying
you're
not
right.
Everybody.
But you're right. What I'm saying is this.
Uh-huh.
That's fine for your committee.
But yeah, the people that's on my committee was there.
No, that's fine for your committee.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
And what I'm suggesting to you, Mr. Chairman, is that I'm giving a framework so that everybody can say, here's how we plan to use the $50,000 or the $100,000 that we got. This is what it's for. Not to think it up as it goes along, but you structure it such that you know what it's for. That's all I'm saying. And I know you don't want me to say because you don't want that idea out there, but the fact is that everybody needs to have their structure. The new people don't know how the committee is supposed to work. Except for what you told them when you called them on the phone. I tried to get him and said, let's go through all this with everybody present. Everybody present. Let's go over the rules. Stop. Let's go over the program everybody present. We're not on the phone.
You're right.
So this is just an outline.
This is an outline of what we plan to do with our things.
Thing, do you have anything else you want to do? The final thing, the meetings won't be this long anymore. I'll be sending out some additional guidance. Thank you guys for attending. We will begin with the city attorney. On that memo, you and I will begin together. We had a tremendous issue with the website, and I'll be sending out some new guidance. Would anyone like to have any comments?
If you send out anything concerning the website, I wish you would send that to me because I'm the one who have to take care of it.
Yeah, but we're going to send a committee because one person is not going to be in charge of the website anymore.
You're going to have a committee running your website.
would anyone like to say anything else? Bishop Douglas?
No.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, thanks.